Blog Talk Radio.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak Hotel. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I'll make it die. Now the bell of tears keep flowing, and the death clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. And think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, because so lonely, baby. Well, you will be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Nice ending. Can you guys hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. If you can hear me, everybody can hear me. They're just a little slower on the uptake.
You sound a little hoarse.
I am, and I don't really know why. It's just I kind of woke up. John and I did the music this morning, and it wasn't even early. We didn't even start it till like 8 o'clock, but it didn't take very long before I was losing my voice, and I wasn't even talking. I was just, I don't know. I woke up hoarse. So if my voice goes away, I'll talk in whispers or not at all and just play music. I mean, you know, I can do that. I've done it before. I know how. So I don't know what's going on. Probably the cooler weather. It usually does affect my voice like that. So, and I did some singing before I went to sleep this morning at about 2 o'clock, so 2 a.m. Maybe that's it. I don't know. That and cool weather. Because I don't have central heat, so I turn on the space heaters. And it keeps it long, about 62, something like that. And then the afternoon sunshine will warm it up until about 68 to 72, depending on how cold it is outside. Well, it's not real warm outside, so okay. It's in the 50s outside, like 58 or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's probably a combination of singing at that point in time of the morning and then the cool air. I'm breathing the cool air, and my voice says, ha ha, I'll fix you. And it does.
It did.
Yeah, hot coffee doesn't even help. So, you know, it just is what it is.
Are you rehearsing the song?
Not that one. I have to learn that one before I can really rehearse it. And that just takes listening to it over and over and over until the melody gets in my brain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it would.
Yeah, that's the first step, especially when I don't have, it's not familiar to me, and I don't have it, like, on the screen on my computer in front of me. But I have to listen to it over, write down the words, and then get the melody into my brain by listening to it over and over and over. And sometimes that takes a week maybe, you know, before it gets ingrained enough to be able to sing it, especially when I don't have any karaoke music to play. So it's not
ever that might be difficult.
Exactly.
Very difficult.
There won't even be any karaoke music to lead me through it. I've got to embed it in my, engrave it in my brain. Okay. I've got to get some new engraving tools and engrave it. Oh, my Lord Almighty. It's not just my voice that's weird today. So anyway, you know, we're going to have fun today, though, honey. We've got... And this was John's idea. So if anybody doesn't like it, it's John's fault. It's not you. I'm not even going to blame this one on Carl Perkins. This is totally on John's head, shoulders, brain, whatever. Anyway, you can put it in his lap if you want to. We're going to do seldom heard songs from Elvis movies. And there's just, no rhyme nor reason. We just, you know, they're all mixed up, hither and yon, this end of the alphabet and that end of the alphabet, and mushed up all together like you're making cookie dough or something. But it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have some movies, I think there's three of them, that one of them has three or four songs and one has two or three songs. So if there was more songs that nobody hardly hears, we're playing them. We're not playing all the songs from the movies by any chance, because there are songs that we do hear. So we're not playing those too much. This is, in fact, Heartbreak Hotel was just one I saw as I was scrolling through my music library and thought, hey, that's a movie song. We hear it all the time, though. Oh, well, that's okay. I need one to play for the opening, so I stuck that in there. So hope you're comfortable with it, because you're going to know the rest of the songs, but you're not going to have heard them very often. So here we go. I'm going to have so much fun. Because, you know, I've heard all of them twice. I heard them when John sent them to me, and I heard them when I played them to convert them and load them in my computer and then load them back into Blog Talk. So I've got a couple points up on you guys. And that's okay by me. I don't care. I get to hear them three times now. So let's get started with this then. And I'm going to start at the top of the list and just go on down. So we're going to hear them alphabetical. But that's a whole lot easier than flipping back and forth and losing something and not typing it the same way it's in the computer and all that stuff. I'm just going to go down the list. And we should hit most of them. I shouldn't have to look for maybe one or two, because I'm just like that, you know. I feel left out if I don't have to hunt for something. I didn't lose anything. What happened? What's weird? Okay. The first one is from Clambake. A house that has everything.
I can see you now, living like a queen, in a house that has everything, everything but love. Crystal chandeliers, chauffeured limousines, yes, you really have everything. Everything but love. I see diamonds and sables, sapphires and pearls, and as the picture clears, poor little rich girl sitting all alone, counting her treasures and tears. Better just a shack where two people care, than a house that has everything, everything but love. I see diamonds, sables, sapphires and pearls, and as the picture clears, poor little rich girl sitting all alone, counting her treasures and tears. They're just a shack where two people care, than a house that has everything, everything but love. Than a house that has everything, everything but love.
A pretty ending. I like that. That was pretty. I'm just letting you guys know that we're not in much danger of running out of songs, because I have, like, let's see, 38 songs. I think we're okay. But we wanted extras. We wanted extras. You know, John's, do we have enough? And I said, well, let's get 3 more just in case. And that would have given us 30. And so as I was loading them in, I found a couple of more that we never hear. And I thought, oh, what the heck? I'll just go ahead and load them in. So I did. Mm-hmm. And then before I even started, I found another one that I loaded in, because we never hear it either. And I thought, oh, what the heck, just in case we run low. And because they're shorter. The songs in the movies are shorter. When the songs are recorded, they're usually over 3 minutes long, three to 3.5 minutes long. And so when they did them in the movies, they're usually between 2 and 3 minutes long. Most of the time, right around 2 minutes. They don't want to take away any of the fun time in the movie. Anyway, so I says, let's load some extras because they're shorter. Well, we loaded extras. Mm-hmm. We loaded it. If I run out, I'll just play regular Elvis songs.
Mm-hmm.
I know that'll hurt everybody's feelings. So, you know, I don't think we're going to run out, though, but I wanted to explain that to you, that I think we're fine. I think we're fine. So here we go. Here's one from Blue Hawaii. Almost always true. And this is a scene, I recall it because it makes me smile. It makes me laugh, actually. It's, she went to the airport to pick him up when he was coming back in the service and coming back home to Hawaii. And his girlfriend went to the airport, picked him up. And he's trying to reassure her that he was a good boy when he was gone. Well, we all know better than that. I mean, come on, really. Get real. So anyway, they're driving down the highway in this convertible. She's driving, so she can't really belt him one or anything. But I don't know, if it was me, I would have found a way. Almost always true, from Blue Hawaii.
I was always, baby, I was always, well, almost always true to you. Met a pretty mademoiselle, a papa owned a small hotel.
Mademoiselle, small hotel,
Nick. Oh, I was almost always true to you. I resisted, though my arm was twisted. I was almost always true to you. I stayed away from drinking wine, thought about you all the time.
Drinking wine all the time, you...
Oh, I was almost always true to you. Thank you.
And that's where the recording stops. Why? I have no idea. But that's where it stops. You know, I most likely should have gone and found the regular recording, but I didn't. There are a few of them in here who, wait. No, don't do that now. No. It's threatening to restart my computer with an update, and I'm begging it not to. Okay. Here we go. No stress. Why should we add any more stress to our day? Oh, golly Moses. Anyway, here we are with Barefoot Ballad from Kissin' Cousins. I like this one. This is fun.
Down-home country song, 'cause when I kick my shoes off, then I kick my blues off, and the barefoot ballad just can't go wrong. Give me a honky-tonk fiddle with a guitar in the middle of the melody, thundering like a fountain, swinging out on Smoky Mountain. Barefoot ballad, yes, a barefoot ballad, won't you play for me? A down-home country song, 'cause when I kick my shoes off and I kick my blues off with a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Now the big toe connected to the two toes, and the two toes connected to the three toes, and the three toes connected to the four toes, and the four toes connected to the five toes, and the five toes,
that's a live toe.
And away we go! Barefoot ballad, won't you play for me a down-home country song? 'Cause when I kick my shoes off and I kick my blues off, with a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Now the big toe connected to the two toes, and two toes connected to the three toes, and three toes connected to the four toes, and four toes connected to the five toes. And a five toe.
That's a live toe.
What's a live toe?
That's a dive toe.
What's a dive toe?
That's a drive toe.
So away we go. I want a barefoot ballad, yeah. Barefoot ballad, won't you play for me?
Play for who?
Play for him.
Play for her.
A barefoot ballad song.
I got a kick out of that video. Isn't that fun? I got a kick out of that video, though, when all those guys were sort of doing an echo of this toe, three toe, that's the four toe, that's the jive toe, that, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're walking down on the other side of the fence. Now, there's a wood fence between them, but it's a rail fence, so it really doesn't help anything. And they're walking down this fence, and these girls are laying in the hay, of course. You can only see their legs, like from mid-shin down to their feet. And
yeah,
their feet are all up in the air, of course. They're moving their feet around to this song because it's the barefoot ballad, right? So they've got their bare feet flying in the air. And the funny part of it is you watch Elvis singing this song, and he doesn't take his eyes off of those legs. Walking all the way down, and then the guys are in front of him, and he's backing up and singing. He don't watch the guys in front. He don't take his eyes off of those ladies' legs. He's having a good time watching those legs and feet dancing in the air like that. I got a laugh out of that. I thought that was so cute. It was so funny. I don't think the director or the producer or anybody noticed it, or they would have done a retake, but it was funny. I got a kick out of it anyway. He didn't pay attention to what he was doing. He was watching the ladies' legs and feet dancing in the air. So that was cute. That was totally cute. I enjoyed that. I didn't, but I get a kick out of that song. They're all in a barn. I guess they're having a barn dance. Ha 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 ha. But they're all barefoot. There's no boots. They're all barefoot. You know, it's so funny. And then Elvis gets up on this bale of hay, and this gal sits down in front of the bale, facing Elvis, of course, because he's singing. Okay, it needs to be that. But she reaches up and grabs his hand and pulls it towards her to the edge of the bale. But you see the next shot, and it's a different girl, and she doesn't have his hand anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
It's so fun to watch for things like that, you know. Okay, I muted you, sweetheart, because I heard the phone ring and give you a chance to answer it. Okay, here we go with Frankie and Johnny. Beginner's Luck.
I wave no magic wand. I own no lucky charms. How then can I explain an angel in my arms? Must be beginner's luck. What else can it be? When someone wonderful as you loves me, I wave no magic wand. I own no lucky charms. How then can I explain an angel in my arms? Must be beginner's luck. What else can it be? When someone wonderful as you loves me.
Handle somebody singing me that song. I could deal with that, I think. I wouldn't even cry. You know, I wouldn't even cry. I could deal with that song. You betcha, boy. Hey. Okay. Next. I mean, I'm just having too much fun to take a whole lot of time. Of course, you know, you can't shut me up. That's just, when you flip that switch and I start talking, you just, that's it. The switch is on. That's it. But anyway, I try to control it when I need to do something else. So I'll try to play more music and not interrupt it so much. Okay, here we go. Blue Hawaii again. And this is a fun one. This is fun. Beach Boy Blues.
I'm a poor Hawaiian beach boy, a long way from the beach, 'cause someone shoved his face against my hand. Now I'm a kissing cousin to a ripe pineapple. I'm in a gang. I was minding my own business, just drinking daddy's juice. I swear I'll never touch that stuff again. Just like the pig before he gave his all at the luau, I'm in the bed. Got those Beach Boy blues. Don't the time go slow. Days and 90 years to go. kind of care.
I love that. They got that other movie title snuck into that song, you know, Kissing Cousins. Yeah, he's kissing cousin to a ripe pineapple because he's in the can. And he's akin to the pig at the luau because he's in the pen. Golly, jeez. Oh, my word. You know, those songs really don't have any redeeming quality. I mean, they're cute songs. They're wonderful songs to listen to. You have fun with them. But it's not like Unchained Melody or Jailhouse Rock or so many of the other ones. Oh, my gosh. So many titles flashing through my brain. It's just not going to come out my mouth. But they're fun. They're cute. They're cutesy. And they make me laugh. And I love it. They make me laugh. But it's not like, you know, they're not going to win any great song awards or anything. But what the heck? Who cares? They're just fun. And that's really all they were ever meant to be. They weren't meant to be award-winning music or anything.
Music,
which is a good thing because they wouldn't have. But anyway, here's one from a movie that was not a musical. This is the theme song to the movie, and it is the only song in this movie, and it's not in the movie. It's at the beginning and the end of the movie, but Elvis does sing it, and I like it. I really do like it, but it was kind of nice to see a movie to where Elvis acted instead of singing his way through the movie, like no person in real life ever does. He actually acted in this movie, and I like this movie a lot. I think it's great. Charo.
With eyes that hide the man within, you see behind the eyes of other men. You've lived and died and come to life again. And now you're standing alone at the crossroads of your mind. You've left your yesterdays behind. But which road leads you to tomorrow? Charo. Back on yesterday, betrayed a man who swore he'd make you pay. For when you left, you took his pride away. You know he'll never let you break away so easily. You'll have to fight before you're free. But how much more time can you borrow? Charlie. Now in a single moment your past grows dim. One thought goes racing across your mind. You ride to meet the woman you stole from him. Oh no, Charo, don't go. Charo, don't go. There's something hanging in the wind. Your past is catching up and closing in. You've been halfway to hell and back again. And now you'd laugh in the devil's face with your last breath. You'd run a race with life and death.
But will you live to see tomorrow? Charo.
Oh, yes. I like that song. And it's actually a serious song. It's not a silly girly song. You know, it's not a dance number. It's actually a serious song. And I like it. More like the songs that he did for all of his concerts and stuff, instead of doing 10 or 12 Silly Sally songs during a girly movie. You know, they let him sing and act in that movie, and I like that. That was the only song, the theme song at the beginning and the end of the movie. That was it. But I liked it. Okay, here we go. Next, Double Trouble, City by Night. This is a fairly good song, too.
Shadows beckon on dimlit avenues. Night people hear the call. From hidden alleys, secret rendezvous, they come out one and all. Those crowded nightclubs, those picturesque cafes, seems no one forgets. And I'm enchanted as music softly plays.
Double Trouble. Okay? So, they just stick a good song in every once in a while just to keep us confused. I liked it. You know, I don't consider that a namby-pamby girly song. I like that song. I like the jazzy feeling that it has. They actually did a decent job on a movie song for a change. I think that was a good song. I could be all wet, but I don't think so. I haven't been out sweating, mowing the lawn or anything, or I didn't get in the shower with my clothes on today or nothing, so I don't think I'm all wet. Maybe I don't know. somebody could be kind of sneaking up. No, nobody's here. Nobody just sneak up. The dog hasn't learned how to carry a bucket yet. So, no, I'm not all wet. It's okay. All right, then. Here is. Yes, this is a cutesy, girly movie song from Girl Happy. But it is also one that you hardly ever hear. Okay? So, and that's what we're going for, is the songs you don't hardly ever hear that are from the movies, Elvis movies. So here is Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce from Girl Happy.
On the beaches commit a sin. They don't show yards and yards of skin. Preceding message to you has been through the courtesy of the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce. Maybe your yen is for tennis courts. Maybe romancing is in your thoughts. Enjoy all outdoor and indoor sports through the courtesy of the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce. Any male in Fort Lauderdale who is not pursuing a cute female will automatically land in jail. That's the law in Fort Lauderdale. Pretty girls 18 to 23, if the technique ain't what it should be, get love instruction for free from me through the courtesy of the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce.
Cha-cha-cha. They didn't do that, but I did. You know, when they cut it off like that, it still has to have an ending somewhere. And
yep.
As I'm sitting here, I thought, why not, you know? Okay. That one went stud. Okay, guys. All right, here we go. Here's a song that I have only heard, I think, twice before. And that's because I watched the movie, okay? You don't hear it. Nobody plays it. Nobody has ever played it. Nobody will ever play it, except me. I have to be different. You know, I have those bones inside my skeleton that says, you must be different. I made you that way. So it's like, okay, Daddy, you got it. So here is Hot Dog from Lovin' You.
Coming back, hot dog. I'm waiting at the railroad track, hot dog. You say you're coming home for good, hot dog. I'm gonna keep on knocking wood, baby. I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet you at the gate, hot dog.
I fell in love with you and then you went away.
But now you're coming home to stay, hot dog. Soon everything will be alright, hot dog. Have a ball at night. I got a pocket full of dimes. It's gonna be just like old times. Hot dog. You went away and every day was misery. But now you're coming back to me. Hot dog. My phone's gonna go insane. Hot dog. When you come walking off the train, you know how lonely I have been. But when that Santa Fe pulls in, hot dog.
Of course, and you know, that picture is really freaky. That is scary. I don't think I like that picture. Oh, for those of you who can't see the chat or anything, it's a picture of a talking hot dog. And I'm talking they tried to make the face look like a real face, a real mouth talking on. It's scary, man. It's just scary. That's freaky. It's not funny. It's freaky. So anyway, I didn't look at it very long. I thought, no, I don't need to watch that hot dog talking like that. No, no, no. I'll never eat another hot dog again in my life. That's a lie, but, you know, hey. It's a lot better now that I have the air fryer, though, because I can grill them. I don't like fried hot dogs. I don't like boiled hot dogs. But now I can grill them in the air fryer, and that's much, much better. Much better. But I still don't eat them very often. Hot dogs are weird, man. Hot dogs are just weird. Okay. When did I come across that feeling for? I don't know. I used to eat hot dogs when I was a kid and didn't think anything of it. I preferred hamburgers. I still prefer hamburgers because hot dogs are weird. Especially when somebody makes them talk. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's hot dogs are a whole different realm. We won't go there. we're rated PG, so we're not going to go there. Okay, this is from It Happened at the World's Fair, and I think this is the song with the little girl. The little girl's not singing on this version of it, but in the movie. She does. And if I'm thinking of the right song, I think I am. I've only watched the movie 3 times. Why would I remember it? But anyway, here is How Would You Like to Be?
How would you like to be a little circus clown? And you could wear a smile instead of a frown. How would you like to be a little kangaroo, a hopping up and down? And I could hop with you. Come on and smile a little, smile a little, hop a little, hop a little, smile a little, hop a little bit with me. Smile a little, smile a little, hop a little, hop a little, smile a little, hop a little bit with me. Oh ho, ha ha, a tra la 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 la. Ha ha. La 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 la. How would you like to be a little buzzing bee instead of a tree? You could buzz around me. How would you like to be a little mockingbird, and you could sing me songs like I never heard? A little do re mi, a little buzz, a little sing, a little bit with me. Oh ho, ah ha, tra la 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 la. Oh ho, ah ha, tra la 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 la. Would you like to be a little baby bear, and you could hug me tight anytime you care? How would you like to be a little dancing doll, and you could dance with me every time I call?
tra la 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 la. Ho ho. Ha ha. Tra la 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 la.
Yeah, and by the end, she got sleepy and laid down for her nap. It was so sweet. She was a pretty live little liar, I think. I liked watching her. She was cute. All right. Wild in the Country was one of his best movies. Charles, Wild in the Country, King Creole, and there's another one. There's four of them that I really love that are excellent movies. They're fantastic. Wild in the Country is one of them. This is when they're driving down the road singing Husky Dusky Day.
We're marching across the green grass, we're marching across the green grass on a husky dusty day.
We're marching off to get married, married, married.
We're marching off to get married on a husky dusty day. You're awful dirty and ragged, ragged, ragged. You're awful dirty and ragged this husky dusty day.
I'm just as good as you are, you are, you are. I'm just as good as you are this husky dusty day.
I climb through your window, window, window. I climb through your window this husky dusty day.
I lock and bar the window, window, window. I lock and bar the window, I know, and I just can't help it.
I like that song. That it's fun. That's just a fun song. And the gal that plays his psychiatrist is Hope Lang. She was also in the TV series The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. I watched that faithfully every day. It was on. And it was only once a week and then went into reruns. Yeah, it still was only once a week. But anyway, I loved that. I loved that show. But this was Hope Lang from that show, but this movie is a good movie. She commits suicide at the end, but, you know, it was a good movie, man. It had some meat to it. It wasn't just a namby-pamby, just be there movie. It had some meat. If you haven't seen it, you're missing one of his best movies, so you need to go and watch it. You need to see Wild in the Country. Okay? Next one we've got here is from Jailhouse Rock, and it's one that we, you know, this whole thing is about playing the songs that we don't hear. And this is, even though it's from a movie, everybody knows, everybody watches, they don't play this song. This song is I Want to Be Free.
There's no joy in my heart, only sorrow. And I'm sad as a man can be. I sit alone in the darkness of my lonely room, and this room is a prison to me. I look out my window, and what do I see? I see a bird way up in a tree. I want to be free.
Oh, yes.
Free.
Oh, yes.
My arms, they can't hold you so tight. I have two lips that are yearning, but they're no good to me. 'Cause I know I can't kiss you tonight. I look out my window, and what do I see?
Oh yeah. You just had some. You had some good songs.
Something like that.
Yeah, you know. So. Anyway, yeah, I wish some of these, the better songs, I wish they hadn't cut off short. But I just figured, hey, we can play more songs. No problem. I'm flexible. I can handle that. You betcha. All right. We won't talk about that either. Here's a song from Spin Out. I'll be back. Threader Pro.
Like a homesick train on a one-way track, I gotta travel and hit the gravel, but I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Well, I'll return. I shall return. Don't cool those lips. I wanna see them burn. Cause I'll be missing your kind of kissing. But I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Hey, there ain't nobody tell me. Say I go. Oh, no. And no one tells us for when. We're blown. I'm coming back. Don't throw away that welcome mat. The door I'm hoping will still be open. A teeny weeny crack to your shack. Oh, keep that light burning.
I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back. Hey, there can't nobody tell me. Say I go. Oh, no. No one tells the whole way, but it blows. Oh, I'll be back. I'm coming back. Don't go away. That welcome mat. The door I'm hoping will still be open. A teeny weeny crack to your shack. So hear that love light burning.
I'll be back. Here I'll be back. I'll be back.
I like it. I'll be back. You can't do that when you're hoarse. Did you know that? Okay. That just doesn't work. You do not have your range. Oh, well. That's okay. It'll get better. It'll go away. It'll be fine. Hot tea. I need hot tea. Yes. Later. Okay. Here's one from Easy Come, Easy Go. I'll take love.
Some people think that pot of gold is all they ever want to hold. But there's a treasure I think more of. Some people think that their success
little shorter, but at least they didn't cut it off. They took it clear to the end, so that was good. That was good. Oh, that hurts, Anne. That hurts. Anyway, here is another one from It Happened at the World's Fair. I'm falling in love tonight.
I'm falling in love tonight. Somehow I know the beautiful world tonight is sharing its glow. When love let me down before, I said I was through, but I'm falling in love tonight with you. Till you walked by, I laughed and played the game. One kiss and then goodbye, and out went the flame. But somehow you've changed me, dear. This time it's true, I'm falling in love tonight with
that one to keep going just a little farther, but they were in a restaurant, so they got caught. I think that's funny. All right, now this, okay, it did move, but not very far. All right, here we go. This one is from his very first movie, Love Me Tender, and it's at the barn raising called Let Me. Well, I guess they were raising money to build the school. But anyway, it's called Let Me.
We want the money to build that schoolhouse over there. And there's one of the best workers in the entire county.
Whenever I dance with a girl I love, my head goes round and round. When she's close to me, I can't stay on the ground. Whenever I dance with the girl I love, I never have a care. All night, I'm so light, I walk right on the air.
Oh, let me, honey,
let me do what you know I love to do. Please take another chance and let me. Let me have another dance with you. Whenever I feel those pretty arms reaching around about, that feeling goes through my toes and all the lights go out, go out. Whenever I see those eyes of blue smiling up so shy, I'm in such a spin, I take a ride off and fly. So let me, honey, let me do what you know I love to do. Please take another chance and let me have another dance with you. So let me dance in the arms I love, thrills and thrills through. I'm so drunk with love and all I see is you. Crowd, only you and me dancing on a cloud. Oh, let me, honey, let me do what you know I love to do. Please take another chance and let me have another dance with you.
cut it off. How about that? And everybody's just sitting there screaming at him like they always did, no matter where he sang. I don't think they had to do too much direction on that. I don't think they had to, come on, girls, a little more screaming. I don't think they had to do any of that. I don't think. They probably had to quiet him down. Anyway, okay. Roustabout. And I like this one. Little Egypt.
I went and bought myself a ticket and I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain, but then when they turned the spotlight way down low, little Egypt came out strutting wearing nothing but a button and a bow. She had a ruby on her tummy and a diamond big as Texas on her toe. She let her hair down and she did the hoochie coochie real slow. When she did her special number on a zebra skin, I thought she'd stop the show. Singing, yeah, 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 yeah. She did a triple somersault and when she hit the ground, she winked at the audience and then she turned around. She had a picture of a cowboy tattooed on her spine saying Phoenix, Arizona, 1949. Yeah. But let me tell you people, little Egypt doesn't dance there anymore. She's too busy mopping and taking care of shopping at the store. Cause we got seven kids and all day long they crawl around the floor. Singing, yeah, 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 yeah,
seven kids, it's those private dances that does that. You know, those private dances. They'll capture you. Anyway, here's a song from Harum Scarum, My Desert Serenade.
Come hear my serenade, my desert serenade, a lover's melody to bring you close to me. It's a tender lullaby, born of golden sand and sky. The song is new and is calling you. Tonight beside the desert palm, come let me take you in my arms. Come hear my serenade, my desert serenade. Wherever lovers dwell, it weaves its magic spell. Soon a thousand dreams will start, and romance will fill your heart. My lips conceal love that's warm and real. Give me the chance to hold you near.
see a brand new world appear. Oh, come and hear my desert serenade, my desert serenade, my desert serenade.
And that applause was from an audience who was attending a movie screening. They had this big old screen on the wall, and he was singing this song in at the end of a movie. That was kind of a surprise. Anyway, yeah, they all had their burnouses on and all that good stuff. So it was, well, I found it interesting. It was probably pretty namby-pamby, but, you know, that's okay. It was a little extra twist, I guess you could say. Anyway, here is from the movie Spin Out. Now, keep this in mind. Keep this in mind. Never say yes. No, no, no. Never say yes.
Look out now, I'm running wild. I ain't no holding back this child. I guess you'd say I'm a son of a gun, living just for a life of fun. Here's the secret of my success. Never say yes, no, no, never say yes. Life has taught me one big lesson. Always keep the girls guessing. Tell them that you love them so. You hate to leave, but you gotta go. That's the secret of my success. Never say yes, no, no, never say yes. It's the oldest game in the world, and you gotta know how to play. Tell a yes in so many ways, but never ever say it. That's how I keep going on. Here today, tomorrow gone. That's the kind of life for me, being free like I wanna be. Here's the secret of my success. Never say yes, no, no, never say yes. It's the oldest game in the world, you gotta know how to play. Tell a yes in so many ways, never ever say it. Well, that's how I keep going on. Here today, tomorrow gone. That's the kind of life for me, being free like I want to be. Here's the secret of my success. Never say yes, no, no, never say yes, no, no, never say yes.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. It was cute. Are you still live out there, Sue? Hello? Well, okay. She's been having trouble with her phone and everything, so who knows what's going on. But at any rate, here's another one from Tickle Me. And no, John didn't send me this one. I found it when I was looking for something else, and this was there. And, well, we never hear that one either. So here is Knight Rider.
Night Rider, Night Rider.
You may think that it's the breeze whistling through the lonely trees, but it's only him flying around the bend. As the day comes to an end,
Night Rider, Night
riding into town as the sun was going down. Saw my baby and he smiled her heart away. Now what will I do today?
Caution my baby to stay at home, not to leave mama's side.
She laughed when I told her, take care, or you'll share in his midnight ride.
Rider, Night Rider.
Since you stole her out of sight, I had a peaceful night.
Red Rider, won't you let my baby be? Come on, send her back to me.
Oh, yeah. Night Rider. And, yes, I see we've got all kinds of stuff coming from that. The TV show, Night Rider, is spelled different. It's spelled different. But it sounds the same. So, yeah, that's okay. Anyway, here we've got a little song that's kind of fun, but really has no socially redeeming qualities. It's just cute. Okay, it's a cutesy song. Okay, from Fun in Acapulco, No Room to Rumba in the Sports Car.
This was gonna be the night tonight. I was gonna get to hold you tight, but I guess we didn't plan it right. I never stood a chance. We couldn't dance. There's no room to rumble in a sports car. You can't move forward or back. There's no room to do what the beat tells you to without throwing your spine out of whack. In a little kiss I want to feel, I hit my head against the steering wheel. Now I know the way a pretzel feels. All I can do is shout, hey, let me out. Oh, there's no room to rumble in a sports car. You can't move forward or back. There's no room to do what the beat tells you to without throwing your spine out of whack.
It's just a little sports car. It's just a little sports car. But it's a fun song, okay? It's no redeeming qualities. It's just cute. That's it. Okay, Roustabout. One Track Heart.
Just like an old grandfather's clock that won't stop running, like an old racehorse that just won't ever quit. I've been no end to loving you. Nothing can stop me once I start, 'cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Well, I'm as stubborn as a mule, I just won't let up. Like an old bloodhound, I'll hang around your trail. There ain't no end to loving you. Don't try to stop me if you're smart, 'cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Ooh, yeah, there'll be no turning back. Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna stay on your track. Just like a choo-choo train that's gotta keep a-chuggin', you'll find that I'm the kind who sticks to what I do. I've been no end to loving you. Maybe we'll never be apart, 'cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Just like a choo-choo train that's gotta keep a-chuggin', you'll find that I am the kind who sticks to what I do. There'll be no end to loving you. Baby, we'll never be apart, 'cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart.
Yeah. Now, something to keep in mind when you're listening to these little nothing songs. Most of these movie songs have absolutely no socially redeeming qualities whatsoever. A few of them are very good. Very good. Most of them, if they had been released on an album without being a soundtrack, just released as a regular song, they would have fallen down a rabbit hole somewhere, because they're cute, they're fun, but they have nothing to put them out and above any other song. So they would have disappeared if they hadn't been attached to a movie. So if you guys like these songs, be thankful for all the movies that he didn't like to do, because that's why we have these songs, okay? And they're fun. I mean, you know, I'm not going to deny that. They're fun. But left on their own, they would have been flatter than a pancake. The pigs would have got them. But anyway, here is another one from Roustabout called Poison Ivy League. And this one's cute. This makes me laugh.
Hail to thee, old ivy league, poison ivy league. The rah-rah boys are sitting round the table tonight. The rah-rah boys have lots of plans in view. They're gonna have fancy raids and make their own lemonade. They'll live it up just like the big boys do. Poison Ivy League, boys in that Ivy League, give me an itch, those sons of the rich. The rah-rah boys will go to bed so early tonight. Before exams they need a lot of rest. They gotta make good for dad, they gotta make good so bad. They'll even pay someone to take that test.
Man, he's funny like a case of traveling muffs.
Boys in that Ivy League, how can they flunk? They're so full of funk. Poison Ivy League. The rah-rah boys are being groomed for business someday. For better things, to college they were sent. And you can bet they'll be the head of the company as long as dear old Ed is president. Poison Ivy League, poison that Ivy League. So loaded with cash, they give me a rash. That poison Ivy League. So let it be told, I won't touch them with a 10-foot pole. That poison Ivy League.
All right, yes, but that had some cute lines in it. You know, the writers were paying attention a little bit and decided to inject a little bit of humor. Keep it going, keep it going. Yeah, you know, they got to do something, right? Okay, here is something from Paradise Hawaiian Style. And this is a cutesy song. The little girl that gets, I love watching her. That she sings this duet with Elvis, and I like watching her. She's just a cutie pie, and she's got it going on. She really has. This is Queenie Wahine's Papaya from Paradise Hawaiian Style.
Queenie Wahine's papaya rates higher than pineapple, pumpkin, or pork. Please pick her papaya with Queenie Wahine in perfect perpetual joy. Though some people's palates prefer pickled salads, plum pudding, pink popcorn, peach pie. Oh, Queenie's papaya, you truly desire when that Queenie Wahine passes by.
Queenie Wahine, papaya, rates higher than pineapple, pumpkin, or boy.
Please pick her papaya for Queenie Wahine in perfect perpetual joy.
Though some people salad prefer pickled salad,
plum pudding,
pink popcorn,
peach pie.
pie. Oh, Queenie's papaya, you'll truly desire when the Queenie Wahine passes by. Queenie Wahine's papaya retires in pineapple, pumpkin, oh boy. Please pick her papaya, put Queenie Wahine in perfect perpetual joy. Oh, some people call it the perfect salad, from pudding, pink popcorn, pink pie. Oh, Queenie's papaya, you truly desire when the Queenie Wahine passes by.
Careful who you buy those papayas from. You could get roped into something really fun. Okay? All right. Easy come, easy go. Sing, you children. And I love this song.
Old Jonah, he was desperate in the belly of the whale. But Jonah had a plan. He knew he couldn't fail. Raised his head on high, and looking for the sky, and sang a song so pretty, the whale told him goodbye. You got to sing, your children sing, sing, your children sing, all in the one thing. Hey, 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 sing, your children sing, everybody sing, your children sing, sing, your troubles away. Moses said, good Lord, open up these waters for me, so I can get your children across the salt sea. Now the Lord parted the waters, and singing hand in hand, Moses and the children walked over to the promised land. Sing your children, sing, sing your children, sing, only in the world, sing.
I've played that on the gospel show before because it just kind of lifts you up and gets you going. You know, I like it. I do like it. All right. So here is Double Trouble. And I don't know. This movie was a little bit, anyway, some of the songs are okay, though. I mean, but Elvis is a blonde. I know he was naturally like a dishwater blonde, but he dyed his hair black, and I think that suited him so much better. I think just because we're used to seeing it that way. You know, if he never had done that, we'd be used to seeing him as a dishwater blonde. But I don't think it would have had the same impact. You know, it just wouldn't have been as good. But anyway, here is from Double Trouble. There is so much world to see.
Baby, it's wrong, wrong as can be, to try and tie a guy like me. I could never settle down in a little sleepy town. There's so much world to see. Sure we'd be happy for a while, but then we'd have to part. When tears replace your loving smile, well, I don't want to be the guy who hates to break your heart. So here's where it ends, not lovers but friends. Though your lips are tempting me, maybe I'm a fool, and yet this wonder I just can't forget. There's so much world to see. Sure we'd be happy for a while, but then we'd have to part. When tears replace your loving smile, well, I don't want the guy who has to break your heart. So here's where it ends, not lovers but friends.
though your lips are tempting me. Maybe I'm a fool, and yet this wonder I just can't forget. There's so much world to see for me. There's so much world to see.
I like the song, though. You know, it's nothing special. It's just a nice little song. That's all. So that's okay. That's okay. You got to have these nice little songs to stick in there somewhere. It's all right. Doesn't have to be anything earth-shattering, fantastically great, win an Emmy, you know, or a Tony or whatever it is they get for the music. CMAs, whatever, you know. Doesn't have to be that caliber all the time to just be able to enjoy it. Okay, here is something from Roustabout. There's a brand new day on the horizon.
There's a brand new day on the horizon. Everything's gonna be just fine. There's a brand new day on the horizon, and the whole world's gonna be mine. I'm gonna tell old trouble he better be moving on. Happiness is gonna take his place around here from now on. The old dark clouds are gonna roll away, and the sun is gonna shine, and the whole world's gonna be mine. I'm gonna chase away those clouds till they're out of sight, and I guarantee you, honey, they won't be coming back. Well, don't you know I said everything's gonna be alright, 'cause the whole world's gonna be mine. I know my luck. Just you wait and see. Starting tomorrow, all the good things in life are gonna come to me. There's a brand new day in the horizon, and the whole world's gonna be mine. And the whole world's gonna be mine.
Yeah. Okay. Here we've got Kissing Cousins. I was always tickled by the title of that movie, because when we were kids, we always tried to figure out who was our kissing cousins. Yeah, I know, but I was a farm girl. What do you want? You know, it's kind of, we have kind of a different outlook on life. We figured out if you were like third or fourth or fifth cousins, you were kissing cousins, okay? Or if your parents just were really good friends, then you were kissing cousins. And we weren't old enough for it to cause any trouble, so it was all right. I remember doing that, though, and it's like, oh, dumb children. Okay, here we are with Kissing Cousins. There's gold in the mountains.
Well, here we are.
Yep, here we are.
There are lots of girls in the mountains, and they're worth their weight in gold. When they're in my arms with the loving charms, a treasure chest I hold. Well, there's gold in the mountain, love in the hills. I don't need those city women with their diamonds and frills. There's gold in the mountain, and oh, what scenery. The prettiest girl I ever did see. There's such beauty there in the mountains. You can feel your knees growing weak. Every single boy feels the height of joy when he climbs that mountain peak. Well,
Must I evermore be haunted? Day after day, my whole life through, by the memory of each moment that I spent alone with you. If these lovely things don't hurt you, our love just wasn't meant to be. But please come back to me, my darling, if they remind you.
There's that basement bass. I love it. That song's kind of sad, you know, it really is. It always kind of quiets down your mood and dampens the party. Okay, well, we're going to pick it up a little bit anyway. Here's G.I. Blues, Tonight's All Right for Love.
Hold me tight, the moon is so bright, tonight it's so right for love. Now's the time to say you'll be mine, tonight it's so right for love. One by one the stars appear, they twinkle in your eyes. Yeah.
I love him more and more.
Viva! Viva!
Hell-a-more! I like to drink wine, and money is fine, but I like the girls even more. Viva El Vino, viva El Dinero, viva, viva El Amor. With wine on your lips and money in your pocket, your sweetheart in your arms, you're rich as you can be. Lift up your glass, let's sing it all together. Chachos Caballeros, make this toast with me. Sing one more time to money and wine. Let's sing to the girls we adore.
They didn't have their maracas with them that day, I guess. Well, they were sitting in the bar. What do you expect? Okay. All right. Let's go over to Love Me Tender. We're changing movie sets here, back and forth and up and down and sideways. And we're going to go over to Love Me Tender here, and we're going to have a pickup song. It's going to be fun. We're going to move.
Well, there's a leak in this old building. Yes, there's a leak in this old building. Well, there's a leak in this old building. We're gonna move to a better home. We got no paint in this old window.
We got no paint
in this old window.
We got no pain.
We got no pain in this old window.
We got no pain.
We're gonna move to a better home. Well, there's a hole in the roof where the rain pours in. A hole in the floor where it runs right out again. Well, there's a leak.
There's a leak
in this old building.
Well, there's a leak.
Well, there's a leak.
There's a
in this old building.
There's a leak.
Well, yes, there's a leak.
There's a leak
in this old building.
Let her leak.
We're gonna move to a better home. Well, there's a crack across the ceiling. Yes, there's a crack across the ceiling. Well, there's a crack across the ceiling. We're gonna find us a better home. Well, we got a stove,
we got a stove
without a chimney.
Good.
We got a stove,
good stove
without a chimney.
We got a stove,
what good stove,
we got a stove
without a chimney.
We got a stove.
We're gonna move to a better home. Pulling down window shades is no use.
kids and the neighbor can peek right through the wall. Well, there's a leak.
There's a leak
in this old building.
Well, there's a leak.
Well, yes,
there's a leak
in this old building.
There's a leak.
Well, there's a leak.
There's a leak
in this old building.
Look out below.
We're gonna move to a better. Move to a better. Move to a better.
Oh.
Love it. That's a good ending. I love it. Okay. You don't hear that one. Unless you listen to the song, and then you'll hear that ending. I love that ending. That is just fantastic. Okay, here is. Here, we're gonna change sets again. Here, we're going over to Speedway. You got to cross the street, so you better be careful. We're going over to Speedway. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. Still in the parking lot, but you know.
Your time hasn't come yet, baby. You've got a lot of dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. But when it does, your heart will know. You'd only be a beautiful woman because you're such a beautiful child. And when you start to bloom just like a rose in June, I bet the schoolboys all go wild. But right now, your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. When it does, your heart will know. Your life's still a lollipop heaven with teddy bears at the foot of your bed. The little boy next door who only makes you sore is gonna someday turn your head. But right now, your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. When it does, your heart will know. You're gonna grow overnight into a lady with a devastating smile. And then a lucky guy will see you and wanna walk you down the aisle. But meanwhile, your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. When it does, your heart will know. When it does, your heart will know. When it does, your heart will know.
Well, and see, that's the thing. He's saying your heart will know. Well, see, she thinks her heart knows now because she thinks she's in love with him. And telling her, anyway, it's just a big disappointment for a little girl. You know, that's just how it is. Oh, well. They didn't ask me, so I guess that's all right. Anyway, we're back in Acapulco in the bar, no less, having margaritas. You know, that tequila stuff. Tequila and salt. Oh, yeah. Okay. The bullfighter was a lady.
The bull was a killer, king of the bullfighter ring. He'd wipe up the floor with each brave matador, then have matador stew for his dinner. He heard the crowd shouting, "Ole!
Ole!"
He met his master that day. The bullfighter was a lady, and it was true love at first sight. Her red cape was waving, but Pedro was shaving. He wanted to date her that night.
Olé!
Pedro the bull, he was smitten. First time the love bug had bitten,
He once was a mad fool, a wild and a bad fool, but now he was mild as a kitten. The people were starting to hiss, but Pedro just wanted to kiss. Nobody was a lady, and Pedro, he liked what he saw. He floated on air with a rose in his hair as he walked with that sweet matador. His fate was a bad one, his tail is a sad one, it's hanging right over her door.
It's the ole. You know, that's the part that gets you. And the stomp in the shoes, of course. They got heels on those shoes so they can stomp them like that. I don't think I'd want to hang a bull's tail over my door, though. I might pin it to the porch railing, but not over the door. Not going to happen. Okay, anyway. They have a different idea about it. I mean, that's a big prize for them, but it's, no, not over my doorway. I'm not going to say it. I am not going to say it. It's not going to happen, guys. No, I won't say that. Okay, here, we're going to go over to Easy Come, Easy Go, and that'll get me out of that one. This song is called You Gotta Stop.
And the one, and the two, and the three, and the four, and the five.
Maybe you've been lying to me. Now I'm on to you. It's the same old song, but it doesn't ring true. That's right, you're wrong again. Time to change and put you on your own again. You've had your way too long. Time for me to be moving on. You gotta stop, you're wrong again. Stop that song, man. You've been stepping out wild and fancy free. Now you've had your fun and you're running back to me. It just can't be if there's no harmony. Then stop that song. Let's break it up. You had me fooled, now I'm waking up. I see right through your eyes. You made me open my eyes. You gotta stop. You're wrong again. Stop that song again. It's too late now. I've made up my mind. Being here with you is just a waste of time. Nothing to say, so I'll be on my way. Stop.
I do have another one to play after that, but I'm going to stop and say goodbye after this song. And this is also from Speedway, and it's called Who Are You? Who Am I?
Who are you? Who am I? Are we more than strangers passing by? Is this your dream? Are you and mine? Are we really here all lost in town. Will you be friend or lover? Show me the heart you conceal. Now is the time to discover if this feeling we're feeling is real. So close to love, and yet so far. Just one kiss would tell us who we are. Show me the heart you conceal. Now is the time to discover if this feeling we're feeling is real. So close to love, and yet so far. Just one kiss could tell us who we are.
I just muted it and left you alone. I thought maybe you was taking a nap.
Oh, no, I wasn't taking a nap. I was working on my phone.
Oh, well, that's just as bad, honey.
I know. I think it's worse. Anyway, I'll get it together.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, you know, I mean, you gotta have something to talk on. What are we gonna do without that? Anyway, here we go. We're right down to 3 minutes, guys. So I need to say thank you so much for joining me for this special show. I really, really had a good time doing this. That it is so much fun to play the movie songs. It doesn't matter if they have redeeming qualities or if they're namby-pamby little nothing songs. It doesn't make any difference because they're just fun to do. They're fun to listen to, and it's not something that we hear all the time. We don't hear them at all, actually. So I had a lot of fun, and I think all you had some fun, too. So you know what? You come back again because we'll probably be including these here and there, and we might even have a whole nother special. You never can tell, so you got to come back and find out. Okay, now Sunday is going to be gospel show. I can't tell you what's going to be in there because we just kind of hit it, and it's always good. I always enjoy it, so come in and see what you can grab here, because it's always uplifting and it'll get you through the week. It'll get you through the week and make your heart smile, and that's the important part. This show should have made your heart smile because my heart's smiling. So, hey, guys, you know what? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Go out into the world and take the happiness in your heart with you and share your smile, because it might be something that the next person might need to get through their day and on with their life. You never know how important that smile might be. So don't be stingy with it, okay? So here, to get us out, I'm going to do the live version from 1971 of Impossible Dream. Good night, baby girl.
to dream the impossible dream, to find the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, or to ride the unrightable road, to love you're not chased from afar, to try though your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. Oh, this is my quest. Without question or pause, to be willing to fight for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, at my heart will I peacefully calm when I'm laid to my rest.
Still strove with his last ounce of courage.